Politics and food also come together in Washington, D.C., for commentator and congressional staffer Dina Bass.
When friends back home learn that I work on Capitol Hill, they ask one of two questions. Who does your job on West Wing, and what do you like most? Answering the West Wing question is easy. Wrong branch of government. West Wing focuses on the executive branch. I work for the legislative branch. I know I should give a thoughtful, more inspiring answer to the second question, like, the thing I enjoy most about my job is aiding the men and women who chart the course of the most powerful government in all of recorded history. But the first thing that usually comes to mind is the free food at receptions hosted by lobbyists. I suppose the goal of these shindigs is to woo us, but usually we don't even know who's hosting the events. Even if they give a 5-minute spiel about a program or a project, most of us are interested in checking out what's on the hors d'oeuvre trays. The receptions usually attract a weird society of Hill staffers, an eclectic underworld of all the people caught standing by the food table in pictures from high school and college dances. You come to recognize the same faces. The tall, goofy guy with the rather short ties who uses his nachos as a fork. The collection of giddy party girls, fresh out of college, who are totally stoked about the free alcohol. There are, of course, the one or two rare staffers who are actually interested in collecting information. Weirdos. I usually go with my friend Jim. We don't drink, so it's all about the food. Actual members of Congress rarely attend these events. And if they do show up, the dynamics change. The short tie nacho guy tries to look interested in a product display. The giddy party girls hold back on the booze. Jim and I limit our trips to the food table. The amount and quality of the food served depends on who's hosting the reception, and party affiliations rarely come into play. Wholesalers of beer, builders of ships, manufacturers of steel, their catering choices of lobster, shrimp, and insanely rich chocolates can pack a room full of Republicans and Democrats. Last year, the vegetarians' meat out was probably 90% Dems. The rubbery faux meat could only attract Republicans like me who are dedicated to finding Hill receptions. Why do I get so excited when an email comes across my screen announcing a free food reception? Well, because receptions are an escape from the endless work of life on the Hill. They offer Hill staffers a legitimate excuse to turn off C-SPAN, put away the Post, and ignore the BlackBerry. Even if for just long enough to grab a napkin full of chocolate truffles before returning to the office, to aid the men and women who chart the course of the most powerful government in all of recorded history.
Dina Bass is on the staff of the House Republican Conference.
The WUSA Women's Soccer League shuts down, and Birmingham's 16th Street Baptist Church, 40 years after a deadly bombing, next on All Things Considered.